Hey y'all, it's cracking. Oh my God, this is just a touch of J, baby. Oh my gosh, I gotta come to y'all. I gotta put this thing out there in pieces for you. How y'all been? Oh my gosh, I know that y'all been out there just being so thorough. It's so wise. Oh my gosh, so listen, why do I tell you that? I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby. Why? How was it that I know it? Come on. Because God made y'all that way. Oh my God, this is just a touch of J, baby. Okay? Listen, I know that y'all are out there being thorough and wise because God made you that way. That's number one. And then number two, y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise because y'all are out there listening to me, baby. This is just a touch of J, like I said. I'm coming to y'all because I got to put this thing out there in pieces for you. Okay? So look, I'm chilling. And I said, oh my God, you're talking to my babies in a minute. I got to come talk to my babies. Y'all know I got to go ahead and put it out there in pieces for you, right? So look, have y'all been going over to My Name Is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram? I got to go ahead. I got to jump there. But before I do have to say hi, haters. Because y'all need this awakening too. Yes, man. Y'all need this work too, baby. And for those of y'all who don't know why I give a shout out to my haters, listen, let me explain this to you real quick. I gotta give a shout out to my haters because hate is love acknowledged backwards. And when you out there shining on them, baby, dropping a dime on them, okay? Like shining red like a diamond. Woo! Yes! Shining red like a diamond. Like Rihanna. Shout out to you, Rihanna, you listen, baby girl, because you thorough, okay? But when you out there doing this thing that you do, that you do, that you do, skating over to the left, to the right, you know, just dropping dimes on them everywhere. You know, bow, 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 dropping a bomb on them like flex. You understand what I'm saying? Like really putting it out there in pieces for them everywhere so they can see all of that. That light that God put on the inside of you just really starts shining real bright. And they be like this. He over there shining on them, but you over there shining on somebody over there shining on them. So they come around, right? And God prepares a table for them, for you, you know, in the presence of your enemies. You know, he put it out there in pieces for them so they can see all this glory, okay? And they start to see it, and what happens is they get blessed by whatever it is that he's using, okay? So I gotta give a shout out to my haters. And again, what do I say to these haters, y'all? Hi, haters. Because y'all need this work too. Yes. Y'all need this work too. So look, now, have y'all been going over to My Name Is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby? Mama been dropping a dime on you. So go over there and make sure y'all check that out. My inspirational stuff. I tell y'all, whatever God laid on my life, put out there peace for y'all. I go ahead and I do that. Because God changed me. He arranged me. He cleaned me up. Lord child, y'all know I was out there doing what it is that I do, that I do, that I do. So he been giving me that insight. I've been cooking. Yes, y'all. Making love of V's Kitchen. Shout out to you, baby. You listen to the love of my life. You know who you are, baby. Mama need you to come over here and make love of V's Kitchen. A little zucchini. You know how you do that. You do that just right for me, y'all. He make that zucchini with, like, the pasta, you know. Child, he grate that little cheese on there for me. He be like, you know you don't need this cheese, but I love cheese. Baby, you know. But anyway, I'm over there making Love V's Kitchen, y'all. And I've been dropping a dime on y'all. Let me tell y'all what I just made. Oh, my God. So, look. It's a mouthful. So, let me hurry up. So, I went ahead. Okay, what should I start with? The salmon. Y'all know how I get when I make Love V's Kitchen, okay? Oh, it's hard for me to talk about it because I get turned on. You know, when I talk about food, like, it just does something to me. Like, it just, oh my God, it just moves me all around. It just, child. Anyway, look. Salmon, right? This is wild caught salmon. Let me come down. Y'all got to pray for me. Wild caught salmon. Okay. Wild caught salmon. I took and I made like this berry reduction with this wine. Oh my gosh, right? And I put it over this salad. Okay, it's a cardamom clove, like a rice bowl that I make, and I put it over like this, you know, Ezekiel, you know, lettuce, and you know, all this good stuff, you know, kale, sweet kale, and I put it all over there, and then I made me a vinaigrette with the leftover berries and like, you know, little apple cider vinegar, you know, just a little wine, just a little touch of the J. Shout out to my cannabis line. It's coming out, y'all. Y'all be able to purchase that. But anyway, back to the story. You know, it was just something. You know, I was making love in V's kitchen. Okay, so I put it all together and it just came out so right, so nice. And then, you know, a guy had laid it on my heart. He said, you know, you thorough and you wise. Go ahead and I want you to go ahead and get a vegetable. And I want you to make this vegetable a dessert. And I'm like this. I don't know about the pieces. I'm going back and forth. Because y'all know I told the guy. I'm like, but I don't know. He said, look, this is what I need you to do. Shout over to the store. You know, he said, you know, I'm looking all around. Because I'm like, man, I ain't doing that. That's easy. You know, that's nothing. I need something thorough. Because I just can't do the regular. Ain't nothing about me normal. So I'm like, you know, cauliflower. But it's the orange cauliflower. The orange cauliflower rice with the lobster. Y'all remember when I did that? I did a lot of stuff. So anyway, look, I said, cauliflower, okay. He said, chocolate. I said, hold on now. Chocolate and cauliflower? This is just a touch day. That's a lot going on. But you know, God was laying on my heart, like, get them pieces. So I went ahead and I grabbed everything I needed, went home. He said, you know, you got this, you got that. Don't worry about that. So I'm thinking I'm supposed to go ahead and fry the cauliflower. You know, y'all, listen, y'all got to hear this story. So I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, I'm going to fry the cauliflower, but I'm going to make a chocolate batter because I make, you know, rice flour cookies. Y'all know I'm vegan, right, Dale? Basically, I have a little cheese here and there. But listen, vegan, I lost 75 pounds. You know, shout out to Just a Touch of J's Fitness, too. Make sure y'all check that out. You know, I got some fitness apparel and things out there, you know, waist shape and all that. But anyway, just had to drop a dime on you. Put that plug out there real quick. Back to the story. So I'm like, you know, I don't know about this whole cauliflower thing, but I'm thinking, well, I'm thorough and I'm wise. I always listen to God, Dale. So let's see what he got going, Lord. He said, 1/4 this, 1/4 that. I want you to do this, I want you to do that. Fry that up. That ain't work. So I'm like, but the taste was phenomenal. It's just that the batter didn't stick to the cauliflower, baby. You know what I'm talking about? How many of y'all out there like things stick to things and you know this feels so good and so lovely like when you making love in your kitchen? Well, that's how it makes me feel when I'm making love in V's kitchen, baby. So I was in, I said, you know, it just didn't, the texture's something, but it tastes real good. So, you know, God said, you know what, just chill. Wednesday, I want you to do it. Let the batter sit. So I'm thinking, fried cauliflower balls. Like, I'm trying to come up with everything, you know, and I'm like, I know that whenever I can't come up with it, I gotta wait for God to give it to me. Sometimes you just gotta wait for God to give you stuff. He'll give it to you right. Now look, so he gave it to me Wednesday. I'm sitting up there and I'm at the table and I'm like, I sure want a cookie. Because I make like 1 or 2 cookies. That's like my little, you know, my little snack. I said, I don't want a cookie. Like that, right? I'm talking to myself. And myself said so back, like, yo, what's up? And I said, oh my gosh, God dropped a dime on me. Put the cauliflowers in the cookie. I said, wait a minute, hold on. He said, you know, you could turn it into a cake. You can turn it into a muffin. I made chocolate cauliflower muffins this morning, baby. This is just a touch of Jack. Okay, but at that time, I was like, I don't know, but okay, cookie. So I said, oh, I'm a, you know, God laid it on my heart. He said, you know, get the cheese grater. I got an old back in the day, old fashioned, love it, cheese grater. Oh my gosh, like my mom gave it to me. So I'm like, I'm gonna use that one. So I pulled it out and I grate up the cauliflower and it grates really, really nice. You know, and it fell all in the middle, y'all. I don't know if y'all know about that, the silver one, it stands up. You know, I got the holes on the side, a little slant. You can do everything with that. That thing stayed still. I'm sorry, y'all. Actually get some more water. Hold on. Y'all remember how I used to sip my tea? Let me get back to sipping my tea. Yeah, child, this tea is something else too. Hold on. Whew. Child, I needed that. So anyway, I'm go ahead. So I'm like, oh, okay, we back to the thing, right? So the cookies and everything. So I'm like, okay, you know, I'm grating it all up. So I start grading it up or whatever. And I'm like, okay, you know, let me throw this in the batter. Right? And so I put it up in the batter, y'all. Then I put it in a little pan, you know, for the cookies. You know, I drop a little olive oil up in there. You know, just a touch of J. And them things came out. And I had to go ahead and put something on top of them. Because God said, you know, you got to throw something on top of them. And I remember when he told me to save some of the berry sauce. Y'all from the Sam that I was telling y'all about earlier. Oh my gosh, just touch it, Jack, baby. Listen. Okay. So I had the sauce, all right? And in the sauce that I made, I said, let me go ahead and drop a few chocolate chips up in here. And you know what God said? He said, name them chocolate candy cakes. Because the chocolate sauce with the berries went on top and it got hard. And it was like the candy cakes, like Tasty Cakes got the candy cakes, the chocolate candy cakes. Y'all know about them. Oh my God, you're just in such a jerk, baby. So I was making love in V's Kitchen. Okay, so look, that's that whole story about making love in V's Kitchen. But it's going to go up into the podcast and I'm about to talk to y'all about. You know, because see, when I was doing all that, I was making magic and I was making it do what it is that I do, baby. I'm talking about like I've been making love in V's Kitchen. Okay. I've been making love in V's Kitchen. You know, listen, shout out to Just a Touch of J. You know, Cannabis Line, the paper's getting ready to drop. Okay, them days. Listen, all you need is just Touch of the J. Y'all heard that song? Y'all love that song. And I said, it's just a touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this thing out there in pieces for you. Right? That's my Cannabis Line. Yeah, Just a Touch of the J Cannabis Line. You know, so I got papers and all that. So, you know, that's coming out. Green papers, black papers, you know, whatever it is that you need. Just holler at your girl. Make sure you have them. Okay, so we got that popping off. We got the Just a Touch of J Fitness. Child, you know what the waist shape is. I got the jot. Listen, for all my fellas out there, y'all going to get y'all waist shapers too. You know what they call? Taylor's Fit. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. Yeah, they tell his fit. His fit for y'all, okay? So y'all got J's fit for me, then you got Taylor's fit, okay? You'll be able to go ahead and get his fit. You know, you get the waist shapers and all that stuff that the guys love. And then, you know, you got J's, Just a Touch of J's pieces. You know, that's my waist shapers and my arm, thigh, you know, shaper bands and the gloves and all that stuff. You know, you getting there too. And then you'll be able to see me work out. Yeah, baby, because mama, she doing her thing. I ain't even going to give y'all them pieces. Okay, I'm just trying to give y'all a little bit. Then y'all got the Just a Touch of J app of the day. Oh, my God. Y'all. Hey, listen. My podcast. Oh, my gosh. Like, I don't even want to talk about my podcast. Y'all got my podcast popping. I mean, pop, pop, pop. How do I tell y'all? Popping like popcorn, baby. And it's Just a Touch of J. I don't know what y'all out there doing, but y'all like these pieces. Okay, so y'all got all that going on. Shout out to everybody on my street. Just shout out to everybody. I'm just telling y'all these pieces real quick. Because like I said, this has to do with the podcast. You know, so let me go ahead and drop a dime on y'all with this podcast real quick. I got to tell y'all something. Y'all see how thorough and wise I am? I mean, seriously. I'm thorough and I'm wise. I got a call on my life. God uses me to influence people. I love Jesus. Okay? He changed me. He fixed me up. But I'm thorough. You understand what I'm saying? How many people you know got like mobile apps and like all this stuff going on for them? How many? I'm thorough and wise. That's why you listen to me. Because I give you that knowledge, that wisdom. I drop dimes on you. My voice is amazing. I make love in V's Kitchen, baby. I lost 75 pounds. Listen, I'm thorough and I'm wise. You understand that? I need y'all to remember how thorough and wise y'all are too. Because I feel like somebody out there feeling like they ain't thorough and wise. I don't know what's going on. You know, God said, you know what? I need you to record a podcast. I'm like, right now. You know, I just got finished setting up all my stuff for the month. I set my stuff up in a month in advance. Sometimes in years. Yeah. Like, seriously. You know, we on in 2021, 22. You know, like, I don't move from day to day.
because I'm thorough and I'm wise. Okay, this is just a touch of J, baby. But I feel like somebody out there, they got something going on where they starting to feel like they ain't thorough and wise. And I need you to remember, listen, I don't care what you go through. I've been through the worst. Child, I ain't want to live. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it was a mental break. It wasn't one that I'm just regular break. My mind was broke because my heart was messed up. And I feel like somebody out there going through stuff. Like, y'all out here, you messed up or something like that. I need you to remember, this is just a touch of J. If I'm putting it out there in pieces, you best to go ahead and put it out there in pieces for them. Remember how thorough and wise you are. Remember who you are. Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. I tell you all that all the time. But I feel like somebody need to get that. Love you, baby, whoever you are. I don't know what you got going on. But if you listening to me, you listening to me for a reason. And I'm telling you, don't let nobody, nothing out here make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. You best to remember, you thorough and you wise. Go look in the mirror, right? I got my self-love. Shout out to the self-love campaign. Yes. 2020. This is week one. I need you to look up. Y'all, I've been, listen, oh my gosh. Oh, child, listen, I've been doing 100 push-ups a day. We're actually like about, now I think I'm up to like 115, 110, something like that a day. 5 days straight, okay? I've been doing it. And I'm going to keep doing it all the way up until my fitness stuff drop, which is shortly. Okay, look, I can't give you all the pieces, okay? But I'm doing it. I'm just challenging myself, right? And I walked over to the mirror, get ready to tell y'all, look at the mirror. And all I see is my arm is like so cut. Yo, the 400 fitness program, shout out to that, is coming. Okay, it's coming. All right, just wait for the pieces. But yeah, you got to walk over to the mirror because we in the self-love campaign, right? It's where you get self-love every day. You know, because sometimes you can make yourself feel like you're not thorough and wise. You do that to you. So I'm telling y'all, go over to the mirror. I need y'all to go over to a mirror. I'm going to use some time. You in the car, I don't know what you're doing. You listen to Just a Touch of J, whatever it is you're doing. But I need you to make sure that you pull over something. Whatever it is that you got to do, you need to find a mirror. You need to look at yourself. And you need to look at you. And you need to make sure that you're thorough and you're wise. And how do you make sure that you're thorough and wise, baby? Because, you know, a lot of people out here, they play dress up like they thorough and they wise, but they not whole life a lie. You understand what I'm saying? You can't do that because then that means you ain't being thorough and wise to you. So you got to look at yourself inside of you. And you got to be like, wait a minute. Is some broken pieces going on? Is something going on up in the inside of me? And you got to fix yourself. You got to care about you enough to fix you. Okay? That's how you don't make nobody feel like, you know, that's how you do that. That's how you don't make yourself feel like thorough and wise. You ain't thorough and wise. And that is how you don't allow someone else to make you feel like that. When you check yourself. I check myself all the time. Hold on, what I got? Like, seriously, this is my life. I'm afraid of this. What? Why am I afraid of it? Because this going to hurt me that way. Oh, why is it going to hurt me that way? Because something happened when I was young and I don't like it. And why is it going to do this? Because I did somebody like that too. I check myself. Okay? Then I work on all them areas because I can't be out here not being thorough and wise. And that's what I'm telling you. You cannot be out here not being thorough and wise, man. This is just a touch of J, baby. Somebody needs this. You on the verge of like, you really like down and out about yourself. Check yourself because you might be wrecking yourself. Get down deep. Tell yourself the truth, man. Stop lying to yourself and everybody else. You lie to yourself so much, can't nobody believe you. You don't even believe it. You know, don't do that. Tell yourself the truth. I messed up in these areas. I got to work on it and just work on you. And sometimes it's hard, baby. Trust me. It's just Dr. J. But you just got to keep doing it, and pray and get your mind right and get it together. Because listen, this is just a touch of J. I'm putting it all out here in pieces for you, but I told y'all I was messed up. So if I can do it, you can do it, okay? Gosh, I hate when I got to come drop a dime on you. I got to get all forceful sometimes because you need to hear it like that. You need to hear it like that. I wish somebody would have told me like that, but ain't nobody tell me like that. people, sometimes they'll let you be out here in this world messed up. And you know what happens when you out here in the world messed up? Because you make yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise, or you allow somebody else to. After you made yourself feel like that, because you got to do it to you, and then they see it. You ain't loving yourself correctly. You start messing up with other people. You hurt people because you're hurting, because you messed up, so you messing up everything else. You know, then you start getting, being a coward and a wimp and, you know, all these pieces, man. You can't do none of that. You have to get you together. Okay, this is just a touch of J. I'm on day like, this is like almost 7 months for me doing a transform, anointing in my mind thing. Man, I'm loving it because God is elevating me. Okay, he's elevating me because I'm out here doing what it is that I'm supposed to do. My life is amazing. When I tell you this, gosh, my life is amazing, y'all. Listen, I got a peace and a joy on the inside of me. If I told you what the stuff that I be having to deal with, you would be like, damn. But the peace and the joy is just so thorough because God just keep on blessing me. My life is amazing. Keep trying to tell you this, just a touch of J. So I'm going to sum all that up. Just say, man, listen. Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough or wise. And y'all know I don't do edits or nothing. Whatever way it come out, y'all get them pieces. All right? And I'm about to be in front of the camera shortly. So y'all going to be able to see this is touch of J. Like, oh, yes. Y'all going to be able to get them pieces. God said it's time. So I got to put it out there for you. But, you know, look, please, don't make yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise. And please don't let nobody else make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. No, all right? And how y'all want me to end this? Y'all want me to, hold on. I got to give y'all the, their voice. This is just a touch of J voice. Wait a minute, hold on. All right, you ready? All right, here we go. Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. Oh my gosh. So listen, before we end this, because mama just dropped the dime on y'all with this. I took y'all the emotional roller coaster. Like, listen, get it together. But before I go ahead to the next thing, I gotta tell y'all about my music. Y'all really got the Justin Touch J Music Time podcast thing that I be doing. Y'all like them pieces? Oh my gosh, I got a lot of stuff for y'all, man. Listen here. I'm just waiting for everything, you know, to get put together the right way. Oh man, I'm really about to drop a dime on y'all shortly. This is a nice one. Okay, this one right here, this gonna have y'all like, wow. Okay, like, I'm about to work on them pieces as soon as I let y'all go. But I just want to give a shout out to y'all, because y'all are really playing this stuff. Y'all really like this. And this is just touch J, baby. That's the second thing I'm gonna tell y'all, because I already told y'all that don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough or wise. You know, the second thing is, shine on them, cause they hate it, baby. Yes, and that's what I'm doing. Oh my God, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Like when we was in the Christian Sunday school, like, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, cause God is dropping dimes on them. So I'm letting it shine. You got to shine bright like a diamond. Shine on them because they hate it, baby. All right, and the last thing I'll tell y'all is, spread love, man, like me. We in the COVID thing. My cousin, y'all, one of my close cousins got COVID. I'm like, damn, that shit starting to hit home. I'm getting anxiety just thinking about it. Lord, y'all got to be careful out here, okay? Spread love. It's a Brooklyn way. Like I said, this is just a touch of J, baby. I just had to put that out there in pieces for y'all. Real quick recap. You know, I took y'all on emotional roller coaster a little bit. You know, that Vivian Green joint, emotional roller coaster, to let y'all know that y'all can't make nobody love you, like you, want to be with you, make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Just all that. You can't. Okay? You can't make yourself feel like that. Okay, you got to remember who you are. Know who you are on the inside. What did I say to do that? You got to tell yourself the truth. You got to work on you. Don't be phony. Don't be fake. Like, God, ain't no worse when you lying to yourself. Child, I used to do that. Oh, my God, lying to yourself. You start lying to other people. It is a mess. Like, because your life is fake. Like, oh, my God, I used to be fake. Oh, God, look. And you see somebody else like that, that stuff is just a mess, child. Look, I know y'all out there, some of y'all might be feeling like y'all fake. Look, I'm here with you. Just get yourself together. And what did I say? I gotta tell you to do it. You gotta tell yourself the truth. You can't lie to yourself. You know, look at yourself in the mirror. See who you are. See what you got going on the inside. Fix you. Work on you. You know, all that. Every day. It gotta be your goal. Okay? So, look, this just touches that. It's all this podcast is about. It's about making love in V's kitchen. You know, I put everything out there. Peace for y'all. Drop the drama. Y'all let y'all know what I had going on. Did it a little different this way. You know, it's just such a day. You know, I'm just trying different stuff. You know, every now and then, I switch it up on y'all. See what y'all like. You know, so I did the pieces just a little differently. But that's what y'all got to do. You got to check yourself because you might be wrecking yourself. You just got to do the pieces a little differently. You just got to change. That's all. That's what you got to do, okay? And that way, nobody, not anybody, whatever, be able to do anything or say anything or whatever to make you feel like you ain't feeling wise, because you won't know who you are. Like me, I know who I am, right? This is just a touch of J, baby. Okay, Jillian Harris, V Harris. I'm putting it out there in pieces for you so you can see it. So you can see you could be feeling wise too. Okay, like, look, I don't know when I'm coming back to y'all. You know, I don't, okay? Because I had to take a break, you know, get all the thing together, come to y'all, drop a dime with you real quick, bow, bow, bow. But if you check the Just a Touch of J app for the next month, okay? On Thursdays, you'll be getting some podcast stuff, all right? Y'all know it's Just a Touch of J, baby. I got to put out their pieces for you. Come on, man. I love my babies. Everybody out there, you know, especially out in Zimbabwe. And oh my gosh, let me tell y'all this real quick. All right, I gotta let y'all go, but I gotta tell y'all this. Listen, right? So Apple has like this, you know how Apple does podcasts, right? Look, I had to get all low and everything, like, oh my gosh. Right, so look, Apple got the podcast. I'm on every podcast streaming network. Shout out to you guys. Oh my gosh, you thorough wise. Like, y'all really out there rocking. Like, y'all really like rocking. People like listening to me. Okay, so I'm looking and I'm like 700, you know, or some stuff, you know, I'm just, you know, everybody got podcasts now, you know, but I'm up there. But guess where I'm at? In Russia, 85, I think 85, look, don't quote me on it. It's either 85, 89, they told me, look, okay, but that's where I'm at in Russia. Like, do you understand? I ain't in the 700s no more. I'm like down here, like the 80 somethings, like in a couple places. Okay, that's dope. So y'all keep on getting the Just a Touch of J experience and letting the Just a Touch of J podcast keep on popping. Okay, I'm gonna keep putting it out there. Peace be, but I had to drop a dime on y'all real quick and let y'all know, like, oh my God, before I let y'all go, y'all really got the Just a Touch of J podcast popping. Okay, so if you check on Thursdays, you're going to see a little something like that popping. You're going to get some information, some stuff I got coming to y'all. And the Jataj Podcast Network. Oh my gosh. That thing right there. I was letting that thing just simmer, man. I had them pieces done for a minute. I'm like, when is it time? God, like, it's time. Like, okay. Y'all really going to love them pieces. Yeah. I'm going to love them pieces. So anyway, look. I'm a girl. I love my babies. And I'll be back when I got something else to say.
What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Jesse Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Lemon Bee's Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Jesse Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Go on over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Now I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Jesse Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of J. Hey y'all, this is just a touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby, living your best life, huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen, mama got to drop a dime on y'all, but I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon, and make sure y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. Alright? Listen to the songs. They up next. Y'all go over to Make a Lemon Bee's Kitchen. Going over to Make a Lemon Bee's Kitchen, baby. Mama got some brownies. She's gonna get brownies for you, baby. Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to put it out. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I can tell y'all this is just a touch of J. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you. What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over to Making Love and Bee's Kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you. cooking, baby. You know you're fine, right? I'm sorry, y'all. I just have to give a shout out to the love of my life. Yeah, you know who you are. I need you to come and make love in this kitchen, baby. Little zucchini. Checking that out over in Make Another Beast Kitchen. Cause give us some new peanut. That's coming to y'all. Yeah. I love you guys. Again, this is just a touch of jet, right? I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, baby. Yeah.